as we welcome you back and lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's a big NFL weekend, divisional playoffs. Our guest is here courtesy of the Believe Podcast Network. He hosts the On My Block Packers podcast, outstanding offensive lineman for Green Bay, Panthers, Seahawks, an 11-year career, a Pro Bowler, an All-Pro. On Twitter, the handle is at MikeWall68. Hey, Mike, great to have you. How's life treating you and yours these days?
Oh, it's all good. Thanks for having me on. We, honestly, we're down in Austin, Texas. We moved here about 6 months ago, and it went from like 80 degrees yesterday to like 30 today. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, is it the end of the world? Like, are we in end times right now? I'm not sure, but... Life changed really fast this morning when I woke up.
Have the Cowboy fans figured out where you are and how to get to you yet?
You know, the Cowboys fans right now are reeling a little bit, I think, still from not only what happened last weekend, but also some of the comments in the latest press conferences. There's a lot of talking heads around here, as you can imagine. A lot of palms up right now, I think, in Cowboys land, trying to figure things out.
Gotta love it. So as a first-time guest, I saw your bio says, born in Portland. I know you attended...
Yeah, Vista Hills, man.
I know you attended high school near San Bernardino. So how long were you, a youngster here in Oregon before your family moved south?
Yeah, we moved down to Rialto, California when I was 5 years old. My dad took a job down there. He was a roofer, actually, before that in Portland. We lived in Vista Hills, and I don't think I could point it out on a map. It's been so long, but my whole family's from the Pacific Northwest. My mom's family's from Portland. My dad's family's from Ellensburg, but he grew up in the Bellevue area near Seattle. So, yeah, I know the area well.
All right. Now, in high school, you were actually a three-sport guy: baseball, hoops, football. I'd imagine you had a lot of options. You land at the Naval Academy. So take me through that process. What were some of the other considerations? And, what made you finally decide Annapolis was the right fit for you?
You know, it's a funny thing. Back in the day, you see it. So I was a big fish in a small pond. I went to a really small school. We had one stoplight in the town I lived in, right? So when you say I was a three-sport athlete, it was almost by default. And you start getting these letters from colleges, and, you know, I'm a tall, 6 foot something, 200-pound left-hander playing quarterback, throwing the baseball around, and I just assumed I was going to go play for, like, USC. And my mom filled out the information packet for the Naval Academy. And when I realized quickly that I was a bad quarterback, not a very good football player, but I had a little bit of athleticism to me, but these teams weren't interested in me at all. The Naval Academy came knocking, and all of a sudden, it seemed like a really, really good deal, an opportunity for me to play Division One. Charlie Weatherby was just that coach. Their coaching staff was coming in for the first time, and they just had a great vision for what they wanted to get accomplished, and luckily I was part of their plans.
Great story. Talking with Mike Wall, the On My Block Packer podcast. And one more rewind. So you play for Navy. You're drafted by the Green Bay Packers. I mean, you want to talk about iconic, but what do you remember about when you joined the team in 98, looking around and seeing, oh, Brett Favre, Reggie White? I mean, what kind of moment is that for a young guy?
Yeah, that's a real eye opener, and you got to remember, I'm at a small, relatively small football school. I mean, the Naval Academy plays Division I football, and we had good programs, but it's not like you're going to Oklahoma or Nebraska or something back in the day. So I walk in there. Yeah, it's the Minister of Defense, Leroy Butler, Santana Dotson. I just remember the first day. I mean, don't even get to the offensive side of the ball. I remember the first day. And I was running the option at the Naval Academy, so I don't even know how to get in a stand. And I remember the first day, Holmgren's so mad at me for holding out. My agent had me hold out. So I get chewed out a little bit, and then I get to the practice first time. I got my Green Bay Packers helmet on, and they just lined me up like 8 or 10 snaps in a row of one-on-ones on pass pro, which I didn't know how to pass pro because, again, we ran the option. It was like, get clubbed by Reggie White, get bull rushed by Gilbert Brown, get chopped by Santana Dawson. You know, it's like over and over and over. It's just all you can eat at the buffet bar for this guy. And that was an eye-opening moment, man. But I'll tell you what, I learned so much from that first year and how to be a professional and what it means to prepare and having confidence and preparation and all the things that come with being a champion. So really, really fortunate that Ron Wolf took a liking to a military kid and brought me in.
I can't help but think what didn't kill you made you stronger in those early days. You know, I guess I'd be remiss in not asking. I mean, you played with Favre. You now cover Aaron Rodgers. You know, 30 years of Hall of Fame play at one position. That duet, just what are some of the qualities, Mike, they share that makes each not only so unique, just so durable and productive as well?
Well, obviously incredible physical talents, but I think they really separate themselves, both of them, in different ways. They both separate themselves above the shoulders. They are extremely intelligent. Their football IQ is off the charts. They can both teach every offense they've ever ran, and they can probably recite every defense they've ever seen. So I think the pre-snap ability of both players is very, very unique, even in today's NFL. The ability to process information and make decisions is the hallmark of every great athlete. And I don't know that a franchise has had two guys that can do it as well as those two. And as good as Brett was in the arm strength and the physical abilities that he had, Aaron's that much better. He's just that much better at everything. You know, he's all the touchdowns and then the turnovers. They both can throw on schedule, off schedule. They have incredible footwork, but they also, you know, one thing that when you watch both of those guys, and I think Aaron probably learned it from Brett, is when Brett threw the ball, his feet didn't just stop, or he didn't kind of wait and see where it was going. He got out of the way, and that saved him from getting rolled up on more times than he could probably remember. And I think Aaron picked that up from him, and certainly served them both well.
I want to get to this offensive line, you know, the bad injury to David Bakhtiari, who's been an anchor. Mm-hmm. We've seen the evolution of Yeshua and Nijman, the second year, second generation guy in John Runyon. Yeah. There's rookies. They've lost Corey Linsley. So with all those new and moving parts, how would you evaluate, the guys up front, not only just all season, but how they're playing heading into this one?
So we're going to hopefully get back three guys, and they're three key players. First of all, you talk about Bakhtiari, arguably the best left tackle in the last, you know, 5-7 years in the game. We're getting back Josh Myers, who's, I think, you know, for me is the second coming of Corey Linsley, a guy from Ohio State that's just an absolute unit, really heady, smart player, physical. He's going to be an all-pro in this league. And then we're getting back Billy Turner on the right tackle position. Hopefully we're getting back all three of those guys, I should say. I don't know until Saturday. But Billy Turner's been a great addition to this team. He's done some really wonderful things in Green Bay. He's become a mainstay on the offensive line. John Runyon Jr. at left guard, coming in his second year of being a full-time starter, being the guy who's the only guy who's been in every game at the same position. And, you know, he brings a physical presence. He's my kind of guy. Like, I love watching offensive linemen that want to finish and push guys over the pile, and he's that guy. He brings that demeanor. He's definitely old school like his dad. And then Patrick, I think, is going to start now. He was starting at center when Myers got hurt, but I know he's going to come back and he's going to take over for Royce Newman, who as a rookie did a really nice job, but Patrick brings a little bit more of that physical spirit. And, you know, just sometimes it's better to go with the veteran in the playoff situation. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention what a great job Adam Stenovich, the offensive line coach, has done really working with four brand new players at their positions this year and just not missing a beat. He's just been masterful in his job.
Talking Packers football, former guard Mike Wall on the On My Block Packers podcast. I might be a Giants fan, but my son and daughter-in-law are Packers fans. She's a Wisconsinite, and we do watch every game. But so 2 years ago, I think you saw Aaron Jones emerge as a top-flight back, now A.J. Dillon. Mike, how important has he been, not only as a supplement, but kind of a power guy who could run and catch it, and is probably the last guy you want to tackle tired late in games?
That's a great point. He runs about 250. They call him Quadzilla. And he started to play behind his pad. So at the beginning of the season, you know, he's been a good player, but I wouldn't say he was running behind his pads. But he's running behind his pads now. He's 250 pounds running behind his pads. Like, that's a man that can do some damage to another human. And Aaron Jones has been, you know, Pro Bowl caliber. Whether he's getting the recognition year in, year out, he's a Pro Bowl caliber player. And I think this year, A.J. Dillon's been a Pro Bowl caliber player. So you're talking about two guys in the backfield that can flat out get it done. They can get it done in multiple ways. They're involved in the passing game. They're involved in the screen game, obviously. And they're very, very dangerous inside and outside. You have a guy that's got breakaway speed, and then you got a guy that's got, you know, 5 yards in a cloud of dust mentality with A.J. Dillon. So I'm really excited about our running game. I'm excited about the opportunity that those guys can go in and really have a balanced attack throughout these playoffs, because you know, you look at last year and what happened against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it's just, you know, one of the reasons that we had a problem is we didn't have that balanced attack, and unfortunately we had some guys injured on the offensive line, and guys like JPP kind of exploited us and got some sacks, got some pressure on Aaron, and changed the momentum of the game.
Couple final thoughts from Mike Wall. We know about the firepower. This defense, first-year coordinator Joe Barry, who came over from the Rams, it's had its moments. You know, Rasul Douglas is a ball hawk. I mean, one of the steals of the offseason was DeAndre Campbell from the Falcons for, a $2 million contract, first-team All-Pro. So, Mike, what do you like about this defense heading into this big game?
Starting off, I love the front four. So, you know, we kind of followed the trend of a lot of defenses here in the National Football League, which was, you know, play like a two-shell, try to get home with four, tackle in the alleys, and just basically make the statement that you're not going to beat us deep, and you're going to have to make it's going to be a 15 to 18 play drive in order to score touchdowns on us. And for the most part, we've been pretty effective. You know, the front four can get home. Kenny Clark has had an all-pro year. Rashawn Gary really came on this year. He's a guy that you're going to have to start game planning for next year. He's that caliber of player. Preston Smith reemerges as a really great player in the run and the pass. And Dean Lowry's been great at bull rushing guards back into the quarterback pocket. So we've been able to get pressure and we've been able to get home with four. That really allows us to play the kind of defensive style that I think fits our back end a little bit better. Vondre Campbell's been excellent. But it's going to be a really tough challenge this weekend with guys like Deebo Samuel in the backfield, guys like Elijah Mitchell in the backfield, George Kittle blocking, and then they've got a guy, Trent Williams, who's, you know, probably for my money is the best, you know, lineman in football right now, the most dangerous lineman in football, because how he can affect the game in the pass, how he can affect the game running towards him, but maybe most importantly, he's a dangerous man when he's on the backside of a play cutting off that three technique.
And lastly, I mean, you know, as a fan, it's one of those Niners and Packers from Lambeau prime time. You know, San Francisco beat them for the title 2 years ago. Green Bay is the favorite. We know, you know, some of these great players have not lost anything. You don't know how many more shots there are going to be for Rodgers. So what's in your gut? What do you expect to see in this one?
31-23. I think it's going to be an 8-point game. I think the spread's 6 right now or 5.5. I just see, honestly, if we can keep our eye discipline on defense, if we can penetrate the line of scrimmage and set a new line of scrimmage on defense, I look at our offense, we have no holes. I just think that we're very, very talented. As long as we keep a balanced attack, we're going to score some points. We scored some points on them last time. And, you know, honestly, for a Green Bay fan and anybody who's a fan of the Green Bay Packers or somebody's on their team, you're probably just hoping that Jimmy Garoppolo has to be the difference in this game. And if he is, I think we have a really good chance of winning.
All right. Well, I've been paying attention to the betting line since I'm 10, and Namath was the quarterback of the Jets. So I'll make a note of that for sure. Folks, he's Mike Wall, lineman for the Middies, the Pack, the Panthers, the Seahawks. He hosts the On My Block Packers podcast as part of the Believe Podcast Network. Generous enough to spend some time with us. Mike, appreciate the time, the insight, the information. Thanks a million. You and your family, be well, and enjoy the game, and I hope to talk again down the road.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, man. Have a good one.
All right, take it easy.